Nama, Rupa and Karma, can I understand that every thought is a karma which involves Nama, Rupa?
Even the mind is also Nama, falls under only Nama, Rupa.
Nama.
What is the Rupa now? You are angry.
Mm.
That is the Rupa of your mind at this time.
Yes.
What Nama you will get?
Angry person.
Ah. Spot on. I'm a happy person. I mean, these are called namas. Depending upon the rupa of the
mind.
Yes. The whole universe is nothing but nama and rupa. And how this jivatma utilizes this nama rupa, that is called karma.
Can you please repeat that, Maharaj? How?
Jivatma, once it enters into this complex called body mind, uses this body mind, Nama Rupa, to do some action. I want this. I don't want that. I want to develop. I want to move further. I want to go up to Swargaloka, Brahma Loka, Brahman's Loka, etc. The whole universe consists of what? Nama.
Nama Rupa Karma.
Karma. Analyze it. Try to understand.
Generalized nama comes, that's the generalized speech. From there comes all the particular names of the objects and thoughts and everything, personalities.
Correct. That's why I give the example of clay. You cannot do, clay is an example, mula karana. It contains both nama and rupa. But what can you do with clay? You have to use that clay through your action, desire, something. So you create, start creating. So you create one particular form and then give it a name. So you produce second one. Then adjectives you give. Small pot, small, big, wide, narrow, etc. So, different names to suit our different needs, to distinguish one pot from the other pot. So, the whole universe is nothing but a beautiful triangular action and interaction between form, name and action.